Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
In 3, 2, 1.
7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie O'Call and this is the Sweat 7.
You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
Stop immediately if you feel unwell.
Welcome back to the Sweat 7, or if it is your first time with us, then welcome. Good time to join. We are going to be moving through a beginner workout today, so 30 seconds on each move with 30 seconds rest in between. Doesn't mean that if you've been here before, you can't join us for this one. You can add a bit of pace to it. You can always add a bit of weight to some of these moves. But for those of you joining us for the first time, I will be talking you through every single move. And if you want a bit more help with them, then go to @TheSweat7Pod and you'll see animations for all of these exercises. We will be repeating quite a few of them. So this is how your workout is going to go. We're going to start with some bodyweight squats. Then we'll move into alternating forward lunges before we bring it down to the mat for some shoulder taps. Then onto your back for some sit-ups. And then we come back up through those squats again, back through your forward lunges, and we'll finish with some press-ups. So, 30 seconds of bodyweight squats to get us started in 5 seconds' time. 3, 2, 1. Go. So body weight squats, chest is up nice and tall, feet are about hip distance apart, and we come all the way down into that squat and then drive all the way back up, making sure that we're keeping heels on the ground, toes on the ground as we squat down, and then driving back up. 10 more seconds here, take it at your own pace, but try and drop nice and deep into that squat and then squeezing those glutes at the top. You got 3, 2, 1. Good, so 30 seconds to rest. We will be returning to those squats. But next move, we're coming into your alternating forward lunges. So one big stride forward on one side, bending deep into that back knee. We push back up. We do the same thing on the other side. So forward lunges coming your way in 10 seconds' time.
6.
In 5.
4.
3. 2. 1.
Go.
Alternating those forward lunges, big stride forward on one side, pushing up through that front foot and then onto the other. Keeping that chest up nice and tall, hands by your side or hands on your hips, so we're not tempted to round through the spine. Keep that gaze looking at the ground ahead of you. You've got 10 more seconds. Good, keep moving through these. Add some pace to them if you've got it for 3, 2, 1. Well done. We give the legs a bit of a break. We bring it down to the mat. We're going to come into your shoulder tap. So from a high plank position, you're reaching across one hand to your opposite shoulder, placing that hand back down, doing the same thing on the other side. The aim here is to keep that core super tight so that our hips don't sway from side to side and they don't end up in the air. We go in 5 seconds.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So into those shoulder taps, reaching for one shoulder, then the other. If this feels like too much, if it feels too wobbly, just drop those knees down towards the ground and keep moving through it from there. Otherwise, if you're in that high plank, keeping those hips really level. You've got 10 more seconds. Imagine you're balancing a glass of water in the small of your back. Try not to spill a drop for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good, really nice work. Roll it onto your back. We're going to come into your sit-ups now. So, heels stay on the ground, knees bent, hands across your chest or at your temples as we lift all the way up into that sit-up, crunching into the abs in 10 seconds time. So either feet on the floor, or if it's more comfortable, extend those legs out a little bit more and just keep those heels on the ground in 3, 2, 1. Lift all the way up and lower back down. You might find on the first couple your feet come off the ground. That's okay. Maybe extend them out a bit further or just tuck them under the sofa. You are halfway through the sit-ups. Keep punching all the way up, lowering back down. You've got 10 more seconds. Give me a couple more. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Great work. So bringing it back up to your feet, you know these first two now. We're going to come into squats. Following that, we're going to come back to your forward lunges. So with your squats, now that we've warmed up through them a little bit, I want you to add a bit of pace, add a bit of depth, add a bit of range, always pushing a little bit further whenever we repeat an exercise. So in 10 seconds, it is back to those squats. Feet at least hip width apart. We go in 3, 2, 1. Good, so back to those squats, keeping your chest nice and open. Try not to drop that chest down over your knees. You come all the way down, squeeze all the way up, squeezing those glutes at the top, and then dropping down maybe a little bit lower on the next one. Good, you're past the halfway point. Keep moving through these squats. Very nice. 10 more seconds. Keep it going. You got 5, 3, 2, 1. Good, so we're going to step back in to your forward lunges now. So on those squats, you might notice that it is the back of your legs, your glutes, that are really doing the work. On these forward lunges, I want you to notice how much the front of your thighs, how much your quads are really working, particularly as you push back up to standing. 10, 9, we do the same thing. We alternate 7, legs, so one 6, big stride forward with 5, one side, then the 4, other in 3, 2, 1. Good. So as you lunge forward, we drop that back knee to the ground. Make sure we're not keeping that back leg straight. We bend 90 degree angle in each leg before we push back up. Good, you are halfway through. Keep it going for 15 seconds. Last 10. We go for 5, 3, 2, 1. Really nice work. So our last challenge in this session, we are going to come through our press-ups. So wherever you're at with your press-ups, on your feet or on your knees, I just want you to think about that arrow position. So from the crown of your head at the top to your elbows being the bottom corners of those arrows. So try not to let the elbows flare out to the side. You tuck them back in towards the ribs. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Into those push-ups. So a real challenge for the strength now. For these last 30 seconds, I want you to push it. So dropping as low as you can and pushing back up, keeping that core super tight. Try not to let the hips drop down towards the mat. You have got 10 more seconds and then we are done. Good, last 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Well done. Great work. If you've been with us before, then thank you for joining. If it was your first time here at Sweat 7, then the great news is we are here 3 times a week with brand new workouts every single time. So hopefully I will see you back here very soon for more Sweat 7.
Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Okel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.